let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Website thisweekinamerica.us. You know, many people gain between 5 and 12 pounds from Thanksgiving through the 1st of January. Well, how would you like to go through the holidays this year without gaining a pound? That's right, you can do it. Does that sound impossible to you? Well, it can be done with the help of our guest on today's This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, and expert on weight loss, looking younger, and healthy living. Dr. Susan has some surefire tips that will help keep extra weight as well as fatigue and depression at bay this holiday season. Let this be the first time you ring in the new year without feeling overstuffed, bloated, fatigued, and down on yourself for overindulging during the holidays. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, Rick, it's a delight to be back with you. And by the way, while these are very good tips we'll be going over today for the holidays, they also work year-round. So I want to make it as practical as possible, you know, to help you live, be your best, your healthiest, not just for the holidays, but every month of the year.
That makes sense, because if these will work in December, I'm assuming they'll work in October and April just as well. So the ideas, the tips you're going to get, and you'll find them on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, good for December so we don't pick up the extra 5 to 12 pounds, and good for the rest of the year as well. Starting out on the list, eat frequently and don't skip meals. So often we think we've got an event coming up, a family dinner, a party, we're going to eat, so we decide we're going to skip meals because we're going to have a big meal later, or we're out shopping, and who has time to eat when you're spending money?
That's exactly right. And, you know, before I start with that first tip, let me just say a few little overview ideas that you can use during the holidays and year-round.
Yes.
First of all, and you and I have talked about this before, remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So you make those first 40 minutes as healthy, uplifting, positive as possible. You know, maybe you start with a good breakfast. Maybe you get in a workout, some kind of workout. Maybe you do your prayer time and meditation or deep breathing. You don't want to be rushed, so maybe you set the breakfast table the night before. Get out your workout clothes. Get the kids' lunches made so that those first 40 minutes can be positive. A lot of people, Rick, will say to me that I'm dreading the holidays, the hustle, the bustle, the stress. You know, my kids love it. I want to make it great for the kids, or maybe there's no partner in your life, you have no family around, it can be depressing. So I want to go through things that will help you, like stay active every day, that lifts up your mind. Get good sleep. That's important, because it's hard to control what you eat during the day if you don't sleep well. You want to do deep breathing during the day. You want to get your bare feet on the earth's surface, like the backyard, is as much as possible. And if you live where it's cold and you don't want to take your shoes off and put your bare feet on the grass or somewhere in the backyard, I'll give you a tip on how to do that. Also, you want to keep your mind as positive and thankful as possible. And I'll be emphasizing a couple times the importance of gratitude. You know, from my new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, I say in that book that gratitude can transform run-of-the-mill days into delightful days, turn routine jobs into great pleasure, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings and miracles. So I want this to be a miraculous holiday time. And so this is exciting to go through all these tips.
And again, all the tips, we're going to go through many. Dr. Susan has a long list here. And if you can't jot them down, just go to our website, susansmithjones.com. Again, things that will help us in December, things that will help us throughout the year as well. Okay, let's start with number one on Susan's surefire tips.
number one is eat, you've mentioned it before, eat frequently and don't skip meals.
Yes.
You see, Rick, there's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, and that is to skip breakfast and maybe lunch because you know a big meal is coming, so you save up the calories for the big celebration meal. And this strategy will often backfire because you come to the meal starving and you wind up eating way more than you ever intended, which creates a lot of stress on the body when you overeat. So on those days where you've got a big celebration, lots of meals, holiday parties, whatever, eating frequently throughout the day on healthy foods helps to eliminate that voracious hunger, which in turn will prevent the overeating. And it will also help stabilize your blood sugar. And even a small little meal of something healthy is better than none at all. So keep that in mind during these holidays.
Good advice. We all go through that. And I mentioned shopping. Any tips when we go shopping and we decide, again, we're going to, I've got this long list of things that I need to purchase, shop for at the mall today. I'm going to skip meals. How do we get around that? How should we approach that?
Yeah, so roaming that mall for hours or sitting in holiday traffic like I might here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area of L.A., it leaves everyone starving and vulnerable to those usually bad fast food choices. So if you come prepared to roam around, you know, whether you're sitting in traffic or you're at the mall, roam around with something crunchy, some healthy snacks like apple, oranges, tangerines, celery, carrots, even a few nuts and raisins. Although, don't overdo the nuts and raisins because they're calorie-dense foods, you'll be less likely to succumb to the call of the food court or those fast food restaurants. I was a Girl Scout. I was a great Eagle Scout as a kid, and our motto was, be prepared. So I always make sure, because you never know how many hours you might be out shopping or in your car,
I
always have a few little snacks or a healthy bar with me so that I don't get famished.
It always takes longer than you think it's going to, so that's good to be prepared and take something along that you can snack on. Our guest on This Week in America is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Twitter, you can follow her at Susan Smith Jones. All the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's touch on something that you briefly mentioned before, and this is so important. With the big holiday dinner, the party coming up, again, the tendency is to save our calories and skip meals. And again, I guess you can't emphasize this enough. That's really the wrong way to go about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. See, we often know what foods we need to stay away from because we can't control if we eat one or two, like maybe chips or lots of cheese. And those foods are harder to resist, like I said just a moment ago, when you're starving and your blood sugar level is low. So an ounce of prevention will go a long way here, like a piece of fresh fruit, some fresh veggies, a cup of vegetable soup, a glass of tomato or vegetable juice, maybe some whole grain crackers or a piece of toast, whole grain toast if you want gluten-free, with some fresh jam or a little bit of guacamole on it will keep your appetite at bay. And if you try any of these an hour before a big holiday dinner, you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline stays in place.
And you will not gain the 5 to 12 pounds that most of us do during December between Thanksgiving and Christmas time, actually New Year's. You go to a get-together, a party. You sort of scope the room, at least I do, and then you work your way over towards the food, maybe like find a location next to the shrimp bowl. That's wrong, isn't it? I should not do that.
Well, I say, this is my take on it, it's good to put some distance between you and the food because that creates a necessary obstacle between you and all the calories. And I know a lot of people feel really depressed the beginning of the year because of A, the weight gain, B, the credit card bills start coming in. So we can definitely can control how many calories we take in during the holidays. And if you don't stand right by the food, you'll have to walk a little bit more to go back and forth between the food and where you're hanging out. That will burn a few extra calories. And I also say, create it. Let's say it's at your house. Create a space in the corner of a room or a room to itself where you can do activities other than eating for people that want to enjoy their time but don't necessarily need to keep eating and eating. A lot of people just eat to be social because they're shy or they're a little timid, and to have a glass of something and a plate filled with food makes them feel more comfortable. And what I like to do in my home is I set a room to the side or, you know, off on the corner of the living room, family room, with card games. You know, I love to play cards, and with maybe checker table or chess or backgammon. I even sometimes, if you know that twister game you put on the floor?
Oh, yes, yes.
And kids like to join in with that, too, like positive adventures. I do recommend to not discuss politics. Probably if you want to have the best time possible at these holiday gatherings, maybe keep the conversation as positive as possible.
Yes.
With activities that maybe don't involve eating all the time.
Well, I like that, having a space set aside for this. As if, for example, if I was doing a party, I'd probably put it over by the cash register. I think that would be a good location to let people chill a little bit. And that's interesting because you talk about social. So often you feel like, or you use as an excuse, I need to have a plate, I need to have a drink in my hand to be social. How do we get around that feeling that, okay, we really are okay if we're not constantly eating something?
Yeah, exactly. I say try to avoid. First of all, you got to be aware. You can't change what you don't recognize and acknowledge.
Yes.
So try to avoid eating just because everyone around you are eating. And if you aren't really that hungry, you know, always make sure if you're throwing the party, nibble on and offer things like celery sticks, carrot sticks, you know, bell pepper slices, or sip on something low calorie. And many people these days, more than ever before, are more health conscious. So it's always good if you're throwing the party or you go to someone's party and they ask ahead, you know, do you have any special diet requirements? Maybe you just say, I like to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. You know, they'll think you're a little crazy during the holidays, but it's surprising how many people will gravitate towards those, the good foods like that, the healthy foods. So make sure if you're throwing the party to have healthy options.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about get the most out of the holidays, simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And we're back much more on today's program right after these messages. Welcome back. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about getting the most out of the holidays, tips that she has, and also on her website, SusanSmithJones.com, to survive the holidays without weight gain, fatigue, or depression, tips that you can use, by the way, year-round. Susan, let's get back to some of the tips that you've got, and I know when you talk about it, and we have to really be on the lookout for this, is processed carbs. Talk about the problem with that and how we can spot that and stay away from those.
Oh, definitely. Processed carbs like white bread, crackers, chips, they are everywhere, not just for the holidays, but year-round. And even though they aren't always sweet, most are high in refined starch, which means that they convert to sugar in the body quickly and with no fiber to slow its release into the system because they're refined. It can end up as stored fat. And I should say right now, and you and I have done entire shows on the importance of sleep, it is so much harder, Rick, to resist junk foods and processed foods on little sleep. You know, it affects the hormones in your body that tell you that you're starting to eat too much or you're full, and you tend to overeat. You lose your willpower when you don't have enough sleep. So you make sure, especially during the holidays when there's lots more rich and sweet food out there, that you get the good sleep at night, a good solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and make it non-negotiable. That's one of the best tips to help you not gain weight for the holidays.
You talk about plan ahead, and we mentioned that when we're out shopping, the Girl Scout, to be prepared. But you really need, don't you, to be prepared, plan ahead for the entire month. There's so many things that happen. It's pretty easy to get off schedule and to do something you're going to regret come the 3rd of January.
Yes. Again, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, plan ahead, you know, and especially during the holidays. Try to plan around where you're going, what temptations are likely to arise, and how you're going to deal with them. This is all about behavioral modification. And decide in advance maybe what you're going to allow yourself. Like, yes, I will have some pumpkin pie, some cherry pie. I'll have a second serving of the stuffing or dressing. But prepare for it so you don't go overboard. And again, like I said earlier, don't arrive starving. And keep this in mind, it's okay to taste things without always cleaning your plate. When I was a kid, which will kind of help you understand how old I am, my mom always used to say, you need to clean your plate because the kids in China don't have enough food.
Yep, I heard that myself.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting? So keep in mind that it's okay to taste things without finishing them. Or if you're someone that just hates to waste food, use small, you know, like take half of the piece of pie on your plate. And then I like to use small, if you're home, I like to use smaller plates and fill it. Because larger plates, you can fill it with more and more calories.
Good idea.
Now, this might sound weird, too, you know, but you know who I am by now. I often use chopsticks to eat, and I'm not just talking about Asian-type food, because except with soup, of course, chopsticks force you to eat a little bit slower, and it makes me feel so proud that I'm so great with using my fingers and hands, and I'm ambidextrous. I'm left-handed normally, right, for writing. I do all sports like football and baseball and golf with right-handed, so I like that I can use chopsticks with both hands. It's fun to learn how to eat that way, and it makes you eat slower. And when you eat slower, you don't inhale your food. And in a moment, we'll talk about why that's important.
So many great tips. You'll find these and much more on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. When I was a child and I heard that about cleaning the plate, I used to save extra food and send off to Beijing. Did you ever do that?
No.
No, I guess I took it to an extreme. I have no idea. I never got a thank you note, so I don't know whether they ever got it or not. But I guess it's the thought that counts. Let's go back to sleep again, because this is so crucial in every element of your life. Talk about sleep, and it's pretty easy in December to justify. I normally get 8, but boy, with the parties, and I'm busy at work, and we've got a party coming up at work that I get prepared for. I can get by on 6.5 here for a month. Talk about making it a priority. I guess that's probably the only way you're actually going to get the proper sleep is to make it a priority.
Yes. When you don't get enough sleep, it changes two of the hormones, leptin and ghrelin, that deal with, among other things, your satiety center in your brain, helping you understand when, okay, you're eating too much or don't eat anymore. They're just out of whack when you don't get enough sleep. When you also, it affects your cortisol level, one of the stress hormones, and it increases it if you don't get enough sleep. One of the roles of sleep, among many other things, besides renewing, rebuilding, repairing your body overnight, rejuvenating it, is to bring the cortisol level down. When it doesn't go down because you haven't gotten ample sleep, then it causes you to lose your willpower, and you sort of want to eat everything in sight. And not only that, but most of the foods you eat, even if they're healthy, if your cortisol level is too high from not getting enough sleep, it causes the foods you eat to be turned into fat more easily and stored on your body. That's why so many people during the holidays, from about Halloween to the first week of January with all the bowl games, are shocked at how easily they gain weight. So you've got to make getting good sleep at night non-negotiable.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program. Susan is an international expert in holistic practices, medicine. We have her on the program every month. So many great tips, especially this time of year, that you can carry over into the new year. You talk about secret weapons. Let's start with fiber. Why is fiber a secret weapon?
Yes, and I'm going to give you two secret weapons. So the first is the fiber. So not only is fiber, which, by the way, is only found in plant-based foods, it's not in any other food, from dairy to animal products. It's only in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds. It's in plant-based foods. Fiber is supremely healthy and directly related to the reduction of risks for a whole host of diseases, but it's also a huge player, Rick, in the weight loss field. It contributes to a feeling of fullness. And I always suggest to consume as many high-fiber foods as possible before attacking any other food. Let's say during the holidays or any time of year you go out to eat. Let's just say, for example, you go to an Italian restaurant. Everyone loves the pizza and the pasta. But if you can have a big salad or maybe some vegetable soup before the pizza and pasta arrive, that fiber is going to fill you up. You got to sequence what you eat. Raw veggies contain sufficient bulk to fill you to some degree. And that's what you want to eat before you turn to high sugar, low fiber, junk food that converts to fat very quickly. So again, it's okay to splurge and eat foods that you're excited about eating during the holidays or throughout the year. It's a birthday party, an anniversary, a vacation. But remember, it will do a world of good for you if you start with high-fiber foods. My second secret weapon is earthing. And because we don't have time to go into it in detail, if you go to my website, myname.com, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, go to Favorites. And the very first entry is called Earthing or Grounding. And I've got a one-hour eye-opening documentary on the science of earthing or grounding. And that just means going on the natural earth. It's like this morning I did a wonderful walk, and at the end of my walk at the beach in Santa Monica, I took my shoes and socks off, and I made sure I did with my bare feet on the ground the earthing. And you'll see in the one-hour really good documentary by researchers and medical doctors, you'll see the discoveries and the benefits of earthing, from helping you sleep better, relief from depression, more positive mood, easier weight loss, more brain focus, reduced pain simply from walking outside. And maybe it's your backyard. You've got some grass, but it can't be cement or asphalt.
Right.
It's got to be the real earth. And if I'm going to give you a telephone number now, if it's too cold where you live, because you don't want to go barefoot on the snow or the pouring rain or the freezing weather, do what I did. Is I got these earthing mats that are very inexpensive. They're under $50. And I actually got three. One is under my feet at my desk right now. One is at the end of my bed on top of my fitted sheet. So when I sleep at night, I can do my earthing and grounding. The other one's in front of my little TV chair where I sit to watch TV. And that's where my bare feet are right now on the earthing mat. They're under $50. I always get a dozen or two. I keep them on hand because they make great gifts. And they give me 20% off. It's the company that makes the best earthing mats. I've checked them out. I've done research on all different earthing mats. This one really works. You can get a 20% discount and free shipping if you use the code SUSAN20. So that means it's under 50, and on top of that, you get free shipping and a discount. And if you wanted to ask more questions about this, learn more about it, besides my website, the number is area code 256-285-4352. Everyone should have an earthing mat.
And all this information is on Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. She's our guest on the program talking about giving the most, get the most out of the holidays, simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. Again, all this information, so much more on her website, and of course you'll find it on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Back in, you talked on this before, and I know this is one that you feel is really important, sort of the foundation for getting through this period when we're all out and in our normal routine we've thrown aside, eating slowly. Talk about how important that is. It sounds simple enough, but it really pays benefits, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And Rick, this is so important, not just for the holidays, but year-round. If you want to stay in control over your weight and your hormones. So hormones signal the brain when you're full. I just talked about that a moment ago. But here's the key. It takes about 20 minutes from the time you start to eat before you feel full. And so slow eating not only aids indigestion, because you also want to chew really well, but also gives your brain a chance to know what the stomach is doing. So if you make the meal last by talking, here's a novel idea, put your fork down between bites or just plain waiting, you're less likely to eat on automatic pilot like many people do and more likely to realize you're full. And besides eating slowly, you chew your food like 20 to 30 times per bite, because half of your digestion is done in your mouth, and you won't get indigestion. And you'll be amazed if you eat slowly how much willpower you can generate when you take your time. Even if you didn't get the best sleep the night before, you make sure you eat slowly to give your satiety center an opportunity to tell you that you aren't that hungry anymore, because most people sit and inhale their food. But there's a flip side to this. And a lot of people know you need to eat slowly, but many people don't know this flip side. And that is, you want to finish your big meals, your big holiday meals, where there's often more food than usual, within an hour of starting. Here's why. The body produces a second insulin hit if it senses that a lot of food is coming in continuously, and you can avoid that second hit and all the subsequent fat storage that it triggers by finishing within an hour of starting. So if you see something you like that you forgot to eat within the hour, that's okay. You can save it for tomorrow. It will still be there, and you won't be wearing it on your hips. So, you know, you think about maybe the football games coming up. and where you've got people over, or you go to a house and you're constantly eating hour after hour, that is a time you will gain weight really quickly. If you go out with friends and family for a wonderful meal at a restaurant and you sit for 2 to 3 hours, finish your meal within the hour and then maybe sip on tea afterwards, or coffee, or water with lemon in it, rather than eating for the 2 to 3 hours. So eat slowly. Don't ever inhale so quickly your food that it's less than 20 minutes. But on the flip side, finish those big meals within an hour of starting. You'll see how it will give you so much more control over your weight and make you feel like you've got that discipline, which you do.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her, Twitter, that's at Susan Smith-Jones, and all this on our website. Let's talk about, I guess you could put this maybe in a secret weapon category as well. We've talked about this so frequently, the importance of water and staying hydrated. Talk about that in particular with the holiday season.
Yes, and it is another secret weapon. Actually, these all are, but this is a good one. Keep in mind, our bodies are about 70% water. Our cells are about the same, and planet Earth is the same, and I don't think that's a coincidence. Each day, we need to drink a good 7 to 8 glasses of water, and more when it's hot or during a lot of exercise. If you're in a dry climate, dry atmosphere like a plane, like right now in Brentwood where I live, we have Santa Ana winds. It's much drier with single-digit humidity. I can feel it on my skin, and it's much drier. I'm drinking more water. And you probably won't feel thirsty every time you need to drink water. But if you get to the point where you're really thirsty, you're probably dehydrated. And it's always good to keep water with you. And if you've just eaten and within an hour you're hungry again, chances are you're just thirsty. Chances are your body's a little dehydrated. So drink a big glass of water and wait a few minutes, and you might find you're no longer hungry. I make sure that I put a cinnamon stick, especially in the holidays, in my bottle of water or my glass of water. I transfer it from bottle or glass to glass. And when the tight curl of the stick opens up, I replace it or put it in my garden or throw it away, add in a new stick. That's because it helps to control your blood sugar level. It also reduces inflammation. It helps to prevent you from having a voracious appetite. And I also take capsules of cinnamon if I know I'm eating a sweet dessert, because it will help with my blood sugar level. So keep in mind that drinking ample water is also necessary to keep your skin, which constantly loses that moisture to the environment, soft and clear. Water is good for, we've talked about this, for brain and kidney function.
Yes.
To rid the body of waste materials. And also, lack of moisture in our faces can cause wrinkles, the way lack of moisture in grapes might cause raisins, or plums might cause prunes. And water is cheap. It's a safe and effective appetite suppressant. And again, when we think we're hungry, we might actually be thirsty. So make sure you make water as your beverage of choice. And if you go to my website and click on, in the search bar, maybe type the words water hydration and alkaline water, you can learn a lot about the best tips for drinking your water.
And that's at SusanSmithJones.com. Talk about exercise. So often it's like, okay, I'm really going to get out of my routine. I just don't have time to do the exercise that I normally do because of the hectic pace of the holidays. That's a big mistake, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, Henry David Thoreau once said that an early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day. And I suggest that so much goes on during the holidays, and it's good, if at all possible, to get in some activity early in the morning, because not only do you burn calories that way, and it's good for your circulation, your heart, your lungs, your vessels, but it also gives you a little bit more self-discipline. And if you get it out in the way, in the morning, then you won't have all these excuses coming up throughout the day why you have no time to work out. I like to tell people all the time to walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. Walking is the most underrated of all activities. And when you go out to do your holiday shopping, park at the far end of the parking lot, or take the stairs instead of the escalator or the elevator. Do whatever you can to get in more movement, because undoubtedly you'll be eating more calories during the holidays. But there is a way to burn it off without it feeling like you have the drudgery of a long workout. There are little things you can do throughout the day, but try to get in workouts in the morning. And a family that exercises together stays together. You're a happier family.
Yes.
So if you can get the whole family involved, and it's always good to have one piece of aerobic equipment in your home, like a treadmill, an elliptical. I have a rower. I love that because it gets weight training and aerobic all at the same time, and it's easy to use, and I can still have the TV on while I'm using it. So just make it a priority to get the exercise in, and don't have as your attitude, oh, I'm just going to wait till January to start my new resolutions. Let's arrive at January this year being healthier, more fit, more confident and having more energy.
It's a great way to wrap up what we've been talking about. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, so much more on her website, in her books, and we'll talk about that in a second. Dr. Susan, anything to wrap things up here, anything you want to go back to or that we might have missed, that, and there's a lot that I'm sure we missed, that will really be helpful in getting us through this, for some of us, a dreaded time of the year, because we know what happens come the 1st of January.
Yes. All right, let me just say, always, whenever possible here, fill up on salads. Don't give up salads because it's the holiday time. And a full salad plate looks like a lot of food, and psychologically it feels that way. And you can even go back for seconds and thirds on salads, and that's a good thing to have at the beginning of the meal. And make sure you chew well. Again, smaller plates, chopsticks. There are some foods that you have during the holidays that are actually quite good for you. Things like cranberries. I said cinnamon, but nutmeg and cloves. And pumpkin is great for the beta carotene. And I even make pumpkin masks that I put on my face. Apples, sweet potatoes are much more nutritionally dense than white potatoes. Pomegranates, pecans, dark chocolate, walnuts, these are all foods often associated with the holidays, and they're actually quite good for you. So look into that, and remember, it's not really a diet. If you think of yourself as being on or off a diet, you're going to get into trouble. And that's because as soon as you think or feel like you have to go off or on a diet, it kind of puts you over into the deep end. So don't set yourself up for disaster. A taste of something doesn't mean you've sinned, and it definitely doesn't mean what the heck, I might as well eat the whole thing.
Yes.
And then I would say, who was it? F. Scott Fitzgerald once said, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You know, just know that maybe you have one big, huge, overabundance of sweets and too many calories meal. That doesn't mean you have to ruin the rest of your day or your week. Get back onto the process. finally visualize. I'm a big believer in visualizing. Every day, take a few minutes, close your eyes, breathe deeply. In your mind's eye, see the end result of a goal as though it's already achieved. And I like, over the holidays, to visualize my food goals. I like to see myself eating with control, enjoying the food, feeling positive, motivated, seeing myself working out. You know, I love that. Albert Einstein once said that your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. So see yourself as healthy, fit, positive, in control, enjoying the holidays. And do that a little bit every single morning when you wake up. See your day the way you want it to be. And maybe it doesn't go exactly that way, but you don't give up. Winston Churchill once said, never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about. So maybe you're thinking more about your health, your weight, how you want your Christmas and holiday time to be. You think those positive thoughts. You're in charge of your thoughts. And again, gratitude, let's finalize with gratitude. Gratitude is like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. Gratitude and being thankful every day is like a bridge or a connecting link between you and all possible channels of good. So never miss an opportunity, Rick, every single day to think about those things for which you're grateful. Count your blessings. Don't just leave Thanksgiving Day as the one day you count your blessings. Do it every single day, and you will see your days getting brighter and more positive because you're a magnet. And the more gratefully you live, the more you attract back to yourself health, vitality, energy, peace, success, and all these good things. And it starts with you and what you're thinking. As my grandmother Fritzi used to always say to me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. I love that. So color your days bright and positive and live each and every day thankfully.
So much of value in our conversation today with Susan Smith-Jones. The topic has been, get the most out of the holiday, simple tips to survive and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. A few seconds left of the program. We've talked about your books here. We need to mention the newsletters as well. Where can people get copies of your books, specifically Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality that you've mentioned, and Wired for High-Level Wellness, the two are companion books. And where on the website can they sign up for the free, I'll emphasize that, free monthly newsletters?
Yes, free is a good cost. I like that. So for the newsletter that comes out one day every month, go to my website, and right on the homepage it says Healthy Living Monthly Newsletters. Click there. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. My books are at Amazon, but if you want to get autographed copies as gifts, you know, for the holidays or year-round, just go to books in on my website, and the first entry is Uplifted, the second is Wired. It shows you how to get the autographed copies from me, where I get the orders, I sign the book, I put in a beautiful bookmark, and I write everybody, you know, who gets the books from me, a personal note card. And then I go to the post office in Brentwood here. I love to do this. I consider everyone that gets an autographed book as part of my extended family. So that's a way to personalize the book to you or to someone else. And I ship in America and worldwide.
And all that information on Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her as well, Twitter, at Susan Smith Jones, and all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, a pleasure. Great information to help us get through the holidays without feeling depressed and bloated at the end of the month as we head into January. For the first time, heading into January, maybe in good shape physically and mentally. Thank you for spending some time with us, and we look forward to doing it again next month.
Thank you. I'll see you then, and celebrate life, everybody.
All the information on today's program and Susan Smith Jones at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.